Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Friday, y'all. I don't know if you're working this weekend or if you're working today or you're working tomorrow, you're working Sunday, you're working Monday, whatever it is, welcome to the show. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give a comment or your opinion of today's show, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show. And I guarantee you, I will put you on the air. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I see there are more people joining the show. Thank you, guys. Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, Frank Williams Realty. For all of your real estate needs, you can call us at 454-9689. That's the office number. And you can call me directly on my cell, 678-549-0274. Or you can go to my email, frankwilliams@kw.com. I also have a beautiful website set up, frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. That's where you can go and you can look at houses, whether you want to buy or sell. If you want to sell or you know someone that wants to sell their home, put them in touch with me. I'll help them from start to finish, right? And buying a home right now is a little bit more stressful than selling right now. So, but we can get into anything dealing with real estate. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I know today is Friday, and a lot of you guys are busy today, busy tonight, busy this weekend. I like that. If you guys stay busy, and keep things moving, right? Keep the bills paid. That's what it's all about. All right. Now, before I get into today's show, last night kicked off NFL season, right? I think it was Buffalo and the Rams, Buffalo and L.A. Now, L.A. won the championship last year. They were the Super Bowl champs. But from the highlights that I saw this morning, I didn't see the game last night, but from the highlights that I saw this morning, the Rams got spanked. Now, I believe they'll come back next week with a great showing, but last night was a little spanking, right? A little spanking. And, you know, I kind of mean that in the best of way, I guess, but they got spanked last night. Everyone has one of those nights where you can't really get your game going, and it happens like that in sports. You know, you play against certain people, and you know that person is just a problem to you. You know, they may know your game or whatever, but that person is a problem to you. So, or that team. I think Stafford threw 3 interceptions last night. Unlike him, but it happens, right? It happens. And so, but with that said, we'll get into the NFL season this weekend, hard and heavy. Sunday will be a bevy of games. A lot of games on Sunday. The Falcons are downtown at the Mercedes this weekend and bringing in the New Orleans Saints, the rivals, right? The rivals. And I saw something, and I'll get into the show in just a minute, but I saw something the other day, kind of tickled me, but I guess it could happen. It ain't happen, right? But they said that this guy said he was picking Jameis Winston as his NFL MVP this year. Now, Winston has been has not lived up to his potential. I think we understand that he can play. He just, had a bad time when he was at Tampa Bay. But we'll see on Sunday. I think the Falcons will pull this win off because we're at home. Just because it's the first game of the season, just because the stadium should be, just lit up, right? Should be lit up this Sunday. I guess I'll get up and do some things, and then I'll watch the game on Sunday and see how they look, right? See how they look. Without Matt Ryan and a few other people, this is a turning point, as you might say, in the Atlanta Falcons history. I think this is a turning point. And hopefully it'll be good, all right? I think they'll win, and I'll get to this. I think they'll win about 5 or 6 games this year, hopefully. But I believe next year is going to be better for them. Okay? 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, today's show is entitled, What Was in the Peace Pipe? Okay? What was in the peace pipe? And that's what I want to discuss, because we have assumptions of what was in the peace pipe, right? But we don't know. We don't know, exactly what was in there, right? And who would know, other than the people who may have been there then? But of course, they're dead and gone. We were told, that, it was some form of what we call cannabis today, or weed. Okay? So the discovery, think about it, the discovery of cannabis or weed had to be by the Native Americans. And the reason I say that is because I've never heard, and I don't know about you, you guys can call me and let me know, but, you know, I've never heard that the Africans had peace pipes, smoking peace pipes. I never heard that the Germans, Russians, Jamaicans, Haitians, none of these folks, I never heard of them having peace pipes from way back in the day. I never heard of them smoking peace pipes from way back in the day. We've only heard, it may be something that was intended, but I've only heard that the Native Americans were smoking the peace pipes. Okay, I don't know how they looked or nothing like that. I guess I can take a look and see what they look like. And, but I want to ask my assistant to pull some of this stuff up and take a look at it. Okay, they sent it to me. Tobacco, Nicotiana rustica, was originally used primarily by Eastern tribes, but Western tribes often mixed it with other herbs, barks, and plant matter in a preparation commonly known as kinnikinnick. You know, I don't know what that is, but the traditional tobacco is tobacco and or other plant matter grown or harvested and used by American Indians and Alaska Natives for ceremonial or medicinal purposes. Traditional tobacco has been used by American Indian nations for centuries as a medicine with cultural and spiritual importance. Now, they are showing, you know, yeah, pull that up for me. So they're showing the it's called a ceremonial pipe. Okay, the peace pipe is called a ceremonial pipe. It's a particular type of smoking pipe used by a number of cultures of the indigenous people of the Americas in the sacred ceremonies. And, you know, I guess on... You know, they got all kind of versions of the peace pipe out here. But, you know, it's a long, the one I'm interested in, the one that looks most interesting to me, is a long pipe. It's almost, it looks like it's about 2.5 feet long. And, you know, it's got the Indian feathers on it. And because, you know, when the Indians, when they, you know, hunted and killed a bird or a turkey or whatever they kill, and they, before they cooked it and plucked it, they took the feathers from the birds and made different things with them. So the peace pipe has a, some long feathers hanging from underneath it, and it's got a little like a tickle feather at the end of it. I call it a tickle feather because I don't know how you smoke this thing, but that's what they use, right? And the funny part of it is that we were always told that you know, the peace pipe was used to smoke weed or cannabis, as we call it. Think about that, guys. In a ceremony, and somebody called me, asked me to, what's the number to the show? 516-531-9483. So when you think about it, if it was only ceremonial, what was the ceremony? If it was for medicinal purposes is that it helps you with whatever kind of ailment you might be having. So maybe the ceremonies happened because someone was sick. Someone didn't feel up to par. So they have this ceremony where they sit around and pass this pipe. Okay? Now, we've seen it, or I've seen it in movies where the Indians are sitting around and the pipe, so to speak. Okay? And like Snoop Dogg always said, puff, puff, pass. Right? So, hey, puff it a couple of times and pass it on. Now, now to be funny, I didn't see anybody in that movie that caught a cold, so to speak. That's what I used to always call it. It's catching a cold. And somebody started to, you smoke some of this cannabis, and then you get to coughing and coughing and coughing. I never saw that in these little Indian movies or whatever. I never saw anyone sitting around the campfire, all Indian style, right? These Indians, all Indian style, and they passing the peace pipe. But I never once seen any of them start to cough. So what were they smoking? It was you know, they put all different herbs and stuff in the peace pipe and smoked it. Now, I don't know at what point they found out or they found it to be they found the weed, so to speak. Where did they find it? And why did they smoke it? Think about it. And I don't know how it happened. I guess we can read and see if we can, have some kind of history that's been written about the Native Americans that used the peace pipes. I guess we could read and see what they did or what they used, but what was that turn in time? What was that turn in time when they found? Let's say thinking about it today, what was that turn in time when they found the weed plant? I mean, we're all grown here. We've seen the weed plants on TV. They had these gigantic buds of weed coming off these plants that they've grown. At what point did the Native Americans say, "Oh man, we done hit on the mother lode. Hey, come over here. Look what I found." And then you see this plant, and it's got these huge buds on it. I call them buds. Some people call them other stuff. And you got these huge buds on it. And then you're gonna go there, and why did they pull the buds off? Why did they pull the buds off and smoke? Why didn't they why didn't they use the leaves from the plant and not the buds? They probably did the whole thing. I can imagine, and it's funny now. I can imagine being an Indian or a Native American. No, I'm going to say Native American. Being a Native American back in the day, finding these plants, cutting them down, the whole thing. Cut the whole thing down. Blick, cut it at the, cut it right there at the ground. Cut them out. And then we go back home, so to speak, or to camp, and throw it on the fire. Hey, I think this would be some good firewood. Keep our fire going at night. Throw it on the fire. And then what happened? Boof. Here come all the smoke coming up for the fire. Right? And we sitting around the fire, you know, Indian style, ladies, men, children, everybody. We sitting around the fire staying warm, right, at night. And here comes one of the Indians, one of the Native Americans. He throws a couple of plants on the fire. And like I said, boof, here comes the smoke, right? And y'all know what happened when the smoke comes out. When the smoke comes out, goes in the air. Now, there had to be a different smell to it, right? And I'm going to tell you, I'm just kind of trying to lean back and think about how it worked. Right? Lean back and think about how it worked. So, and I'm putting my own version to it. You put your own version, think about your own version, whatever. I'm putting my own version to it. So that now they're all sitting around, smelling the smoke from the fire. And then the next thing you know, it's like, oh crap, something going on. I feel great. How about you? And then you're like, what was that you threw on the fire last night? As one of the natives, what was that you threw on the fire last night? Well, that was just some plants I found, you know, out here in the bush right there. Well, go get some more of those. We need to burn that stuff, right? And then that's I believe that's where it all started. When you were growing up, what were you told? That God made all this stuff for us to live on. Now we figured out how to grow it and how to make things, how to grow vegetables and all this stuff, and then now you go out and you got all these different animals, different species of animals and all this stuff, and then, you know, like I said, these Native Americans with these feathers and stuff, they were killing animals and eating them. They were killing and eating animals, right? You know, when I think about it, you sit around the campfire at night, sniffing the campfire. Because sometimes, you know, I'll start a fire in my fire pit in my backyard. And, of course, you can smell the smoke from the fire. Just imagine someone throwing, because sometimes I'll throw a big pile of paper that I'm trying to get rid of. I throw some paper on the fire, and it'll really smoke up. But imagine these guys throwing some weed plants on the fire, and it you know what I'm saying, and it flares up, and then you can smell it. So I think that's how they got a hold of this stuff. That's just my theory, right? What's yours? I have a caller from the 609 area code. The first three digits are 977. Caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
What's the deal, Frank? This is Norman Hardaway. I'm calling from Points Unknown. But how you doing today? What? You something else, boy, because you know what I'm finna talk about. I don't know when I came from the West Coast, and brought that medicinal plant from Hawaii. we done smoked some medicinal plants all over Georgia. But when I came from the West Coast, my God, that stuff was, so I'm talking about, it ain't neither one of our wives, so this is our other friend wife. So she said hard. These black men, you know what she said, but these black men,
yeah,
said they smoke these medicinal plants all the time. But I ain't never, until you came to my house and brought these medicinal plants, did they ever cough as much as they did until you came. But, so, so I was blessed enough to go to the two newest states of the Union, Hawaii,
yeah,
and Alaska.
Yeah.
So, I'm up there in Alaska. It's freezing up there, because I was in one of the coldest parts of Alaska, in Kodiak.
Yeah.
And so, I met this one, I met him at boot camp, and he was like, yeah, man, you still do what we was doing when we was in boot camp? And I'm like, well, what you talking about? So
yeah,
he was like, smoking the medicinal plant. So
yeah.
I was like, yeah. I was like, so he was like, yeah. So, he opened up the closet, dark closet
in
in Alaska. And he pulled out the medicinal plant. And I'm like, oh, my God, we in Alaska. How did you do that? Man, Frank, it was definitely medicinal. But, I have no idea. If you think about, back in the day with, like you said, the Indians, I don't know what they were smoking. I don't know what they were smoking in that peace pipe, but, they was doing some killing, too. So,
yeah.
I don't know. The medicinal plants must have had a killing effect. But now... because I always, I like the medicinal. I mean, I like the peace pipe too, so I like the Indians. So I was always cheering for the Indians because I wanted to find out when I tried to go look for the pipe. And I saw how much it cost. I was like, I need to go. I'd rather spend the money on the medicinal plant than what they're smoking out of. Because y'all crazy.
Boy.
That's all I had to say. Y'all have a good weekend, though.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
So there it is. Again, so weed should be used for medicinal purposes. And let me tell you something. And I got just a few more minutes left in the show, but I'm gonna tell y'all something. I'm not a big fan on politics and all this. Although I watch it, I kind of follow it. But if Brian Kemp loses to Stacey Abrams for this governor, and y'all need to get out there and vote for whoever you want to. I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm not telling you who to vote for. But if Stacey Abrams wins the governor's seat, weed is going to become legal in the state of Georgia. I'm telling you, the only reason it's not right now, and it's been put on the governor's desk for years now, ever since Deal was in office and all this, and he always struck it down. Brian Kemp has struck it down. Knowing that, and this is what kills me about, maybe I'll do a show on this, about how this cannabis is used for medicinal purposes. This one lady in Georgia said that if it wasn't for cannabis oil, her son would be a bedridden invalid for the rest of his life. And he was only, I think, 12 years old. But because of the cannabis oil that they've been using, he's been up, moving, physically standing in shape because of this. Again, it was put here by God for a reason, right? It was put here by God for a reason. Now you got these different states that, allow, recreational use. So you can smoke it anywhere that smoking is allowed. I went to California. I went to San Diego early in the year. We were out there for about 4 or 5 days. We stayed on the beach. It was my daughter's birthday. It was awesome. Every morning when I got up, well, anytime, whenever I got up and stepped out onto the balcony, someone, somewhere was smoking weed. You could smell it all the time, always in the air. And you could see people walking down the street, standing outside the liquor store, standing outside the convenience store, smoking weed. It was a mind blower to me. I've never seen that before. I had never been to a state where they allow recreational use of marijuana. And so I got curious. I went online and started looking up dispensaries around where I was. You know how you type in something and it says nearby dispensaries, and you hit that, and man, it was like 17 of them popped up right there within 5 miles of where I was staying, where we were staying. Okay, and they got so many different kinds of cannabis or weed. So many different kinds. Now these people even bring in scientists. They pay scientists to come into their businesses and mix these different strands of
weed or cannabis, so to speak, together. And then you come up with these crazy words for this stuff. Oh, this that mojito. Oh, this that Tunisiris. Whatever. But again, if we put Brian Kemp out of the governor's house, put Stacey Abrams in there, we're gonna have weed recreational use in Georgia. And that's gonna change the game in Georgia. All right? Colorado was like the first state to legalize it. Colorado makes billions of dollars a year for the state just off of the cannabis industry that they have there. Okay? So right now in Georgia, it's only legal for medical marijuana. So you can't walk around smoking it unless you do have a thing for medical marijuana, medical whatever. But I'm going to tell you, if they make it legal in Georgia, start opening up these dispensaries and start getting sales tax off this stuff, it's going to change the game for Georgia. Imagine Atlanta having recreational use, legalized, legal marijuana usage in Georgia, in Atlanta. Hell, I might open up me a dispensary. Hey, take care, guys. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you on the backside.
That's right. Album number 10.
Yep.
Short dogs in the house. Let's get close to the end, y'all. But we're gonna kick it like this on the last album. Now let me holler at your partner.